Okay, Chevra. So happy everyone's here. Baruch Hashem. Thinking a lot. Everyone keeps thinking like the same themes over and over again because our minds and hearts are in Eretz Yisrael, which is what's going on. And even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's still a part of the Golus. And like, what are we going to do here to rebuild and to fix the Golus? So I have a very good relationship with, you know, I was thinking about this in the car ride home. I was just at a Levaya, and I was thinking that in your life, you have to develop relationships. And people know who you are. And you don't know when these relationships are going to give you something back. That's not the agenda of the relationship, but the more relationships you have. So like, we just had a career fair here this past week. So like, a guy was telling the boys that he happened to be friends with somebody, and that not for any ulterior motives, it happens to be that that person's father-in-law was a real estate person, and that's how this person got their stuff in business. So I developed a lot of relationships sitting in this seat over the last 26 years. And people share with me all kinds of differences. You know, I mean, what's it called? Proverbial, see? And you develop relationships. One of the relationships I developed was with somebody, Ari Hirschfeld, and, you know, he sends me shiurim all the time. That's the mamish. I'm the real winner, right? It was never the goal, but he sends me Rabbi Elephant's shiurim from the mirror every week. So Rabbi Elephant has a maridik in this week's parasha based on a Sfas Emes, but I think it's primarily his, and it's something that I've been thinking a lot about, and I want to share. So the Vayechi begins. It's known as Stuma. It's closed up. So why is this parasha Stuma? So Rashi comments, because it was Nistimu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras Hashivim. Because at that moment the Golus began, and Rashi comments that Nistimu Einehem V'Libam. Their eyes and their hearts were sealed up because of the Shibim. Why the Einehem and Libam? Which one do each one represent? So Elephant Ma'orah is based on a Meshech Chochmah at the end of Parashas Bo, that the eyes are what I see, and what do I see? I see Hashgacha Pratis, the ability to see Hashgacha Pratis, right? If I see Hashgacha Pratis in the world, it takes away from the Golus. That even, what is Golus? It's this world, it's not the Olam Haba, and therefore if something bad happens to me, I can't see beyond that event, and therefore that event is bad. Right? I lost $1 million. It's horrible. I never lost $1 million. You know why? Because you have to have $1 million to lose $1 million. Anyway, I lost $1 million. It's terrible. But when you have eyes that are expansive and there are not gullus eyes, you'll be able to lose $1 million and recognize that for some reason in the master plan, a Kaddish Baruch Hu caused you to lose $1 million for whatever reason, right? But that's the master plan, the grand plan. And in the end of time, the Gemara says, we're going to see, Kishem Shem Varechen Al Ro, Kem Varechen Al Atov. Just like you make a bracha on the bad, so too you make a bracha on the good. So that's eyes. Our eyes are able to see when we have Geula eyes, our eyes are able to see Hashgacha Pratis. And when we have Gullah's eyes, we're not able, that's a new term, Gullah's eyes, we're not able to see Hashgacha Pratis. That's, so, Nist, the beginning of the Golus is Nistimu Einehem, is that our eyes are sealed up. Now, Prince Nitems. Libam, what's the lave? What's the lave? The lave is the heart. It's the ability to feel the love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. All the stuff I want to print out this week. It's also the love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That the heart that is expansive, that is a Geula heart, that is a heart that's not in the Golus, recognizes the love Hashem has. For us, we feel the love, that's what Lev is, and the Lev has the ability to see, to feel, excuse me, the heart of Hashem. And what is the Golus? The Golus is, I don't feel the love of Hashem. I'm distant from Hashem. The distance, the very idea of being distant from a Kaddish Baruch Hu and not particularly feeling the love from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chochmah, you have to take a look over there. He explains as to why we have four parts of the Shal Rosh versus one part of the Shal Yad, love is whatever, love versus brain, but it goes into it. But the Chap is that he's talking about is that the Yisod of Eini and Libi is Hashem towards us. And that the Gullus is that we don't feel it or we don't see it anymore. That's Gullus, that's Geula. We don't feel or see. Hester Panim, that's what it is. Rav Gedalia Shor brings that when Yaakov sees, right, the famous famous, really, not only does the Gedalia Shur say it, Rav Maral says this, but when Yaakov sees Yosef for the first time, he utters Kriya Shema. Because at that moment, what does he have? What's Kriya Shema? Shema Yisrael Hashem. He says that the entire eyes and the entire heart, everything, he sees the Yichud Hashem. He sees all of the bad was really Be'em is good, so he's Mekavin, and he says Yichud Hashem at that particular moment. I don't know if you saw, everyone probably saw it, right? That unbelievable clip. It was on Mikam Chisrael, so Mamish saw, right? What's that when they saw that... when he saw his son return from the army, he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. It's like that reunion. So that's the Golus. So what's the Geula? What do we got to do? So let's fast forward to next week's Parsha. Epis, if you would say top 10 of my favorite Pesukim in the Torah, this might be it. The Pasuk state, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe became big. And what did he do when he became big? Vayotze Lachov, he went to his brothers, Vayar B'Sif Loisim. He saw their pain. He saw their suffering. Zakt Rashi, what does it mean he saw their pain? Nasan, listen to what Rashi says, Einav Velibo. He gave over his eyes and his heart, Lios Meitzar Aleim, to be in pain with them. This is not Stam, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, who is Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the prince. He's grown up in the castle. There's no Sheiches Tiyin. The godless of a Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason why the beginning of the Geula, which is ironic, that Bereshis is the beginning of the Golus, and Shmos, which is all about our slavery, is really the beginning of the Geula. Because how does the Geula begin? The Geula begins with Moshe Rabbeinu, which he has what I'm going to call Geula eyes and a Geula heart, where he expands his heart and is able to see the pain of another Jew. He's able to see the love that he's supposed to have. The eyes and the heart are wide open. I also had a schus, I was at parateacher conferences, and Rabbi Gladstein made the same ha'ar about the language being the same. He pointed a third part, I don't remember, but we have kids in the same class. It was me, Rabbi David Benzer, Rabbi Gladstein was sitting there hacking. He's saying this vart, that the nusin ain of Velibo is exactly the beginning of the Geula. Because why is this the beginning of the Geula? Because how does Hashem treat us? You know how Hashem treats us? Punked the way we treat other people. Punked. Exactly the way. If we be Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the leader of the Geula, how does it begin? How does the entire Geula begin? On a very practical excuse, Nasan Eino Velibo. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's blockage. There's a blockage. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu undoes the blockage by looking at the people he's pointing it out. This is when the Geula begins. So somebody was talking to somebody in Chasana last night. And he says to me, I heard kids are much rougher today. Somebody who has a kid who's, all his kids have graduated. And he says, kids are much rougher today. I said, no, they just have more blockages. Right? When you're a father, what's the way to undo the blockages? Well, you know, kids don't feel that connection with the Kodesh Baruch. Why? Because they don't have the eyes to see the Hashgacha process. They don't have the heart to feel. So how do you undo the blockage? You can't tell them, undo the eyes. You can't tell them, undo your heart, get rid of the blockage. It's partially what you have to do. You have to give them the eyes. You have to look at them and understand them and how the Hashgacha process is working in life. You have to look at them with a heart and give them love. Memela, when you do that, that's like, you know, that's like a plunger. And you're plunging the heart and you're opening up all those blockages. It's like surgery. Telling them this is a waste of time. You may maybe hear it once in a while if they think about it, but that's not the avoda. The avoda of a mechanech, the avoda of somebody is to bring the Geula is to do that, right? So that's the avoda. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw the ahava, he saw the hashgacha process of every yid, and he opens up the blockages. This is why we say v'haftal reacha kamocha. What ze klal gadol b'torah? This is a klal gadol b'torah. This is the whole right. There's a reason to love another yid, because why do we love other yid? Because when we love those other yid, we love those eyes. We put the heart in. We reckon, why do we have to love them? Not because they've done anything good for us in our lives. It's because they have within them chelak elokei mimal. They have a portion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So since they have that chelak elokei mimal, when I pour my eyes and my heart into another person in an authentic, real way, mamela, I'm penetrating them, but I'm able to see the chelak elokei mimal. You know, heart is like, maybe I should give a confession, but like, sometimes kids irritate you. Right, there are some kids more than others, but they have the kayach to really get under your skin, and like it's a shreklach. How do you teach them? So the word is that You have to focus and zoom in on the chelak elokei mimal. You pour your eyes and your heart into them. That's the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, who was Moshe Rabbeinu putting his eyes and heart into? He saw these guys were slaves. They weren't anything. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he zeroes in. Lesson Ein of Aliba. This week we begin the godless. The godless is tragic. Sosim, our eyes and our heart are sealed up, and they're still sealed up. So when you hear the news in Eretz Yisrael, what are our eyes and heart doing? Our eyes and hearts opening up. When you hear the news about every day, you see three people die, do we just continue scrolling? Or do we take time and think and reflect that this is a father, this is the avoda. The avoda is to feel and to see the hashgacha process, to try our best. Not to give reasons, chas v'shalom, but to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working with a big picture here, and that we're just one little chelek. And if we see the chelek elokai mimal in each and every one of us, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zoiche to end this hard galus and to begin the gula. Zayin gazot nishtak.